Here we go, the non-political boots and salutes this morning. That means no politics, whether it's provincial, municipal, federal. We don't want to hear it today. Call in 306-938-0600. Internet news poll question this morning. The Saskatoon Fire Department says there are encampments in every neighborhood in the city. Do you know where the encampments are in your neighborhood? 82% say no to that. Hi there, boots and salutes. You can start it off today.
Hello. Oh, this is for Boots and Salutes. I want to send a big salute to the Riders and the Hilltops. And too bad about the Huskies, but they're still a great team. Good luck, Blades. You're going to pull it back together again. And Merry Christmas to everybody and have a great year, okay? Thanks.
Thanks for the Bye. Call. Bye. Hey, good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Good, and you?
Well, I like to boot the price of gas in Milford here. It's still $127.9. And in PA, it's $119.9, $121.9. Regina's $109.9. Holy crow. I think we should have an inquiry in Milford here why the gas is so high. But I guess it's Christmas time, and we'll keep shopping locally. Have a good day.
You as well. Yeah, in Saskatoon, kind of fluctuating right now. Seems like a lot of places hovering around that 124 mark. So it just depends on where you go. Boots and salutes. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. I just want to salute all the major news people out there the other day with all the bad stuff going on in the world. What were they talking about? Raccoon gets drunk.
Hi, boots and salutes.
Morning. About all this encampments and homelessness, as tragic as it is, you never hear of anybody actually freezing to death on the news or anything. Like, they must have fairly good equipment to stay outside. Thanks. Bye.
Boots and salutes. Good morning.
Good morning. I just wanted to salute all the callers that are passionate about what they talk about and have a positive outlook on things. Thanks a lot. Have a good day.
Right on. Hi there, boots and salutes.
Hello, I got a solution for the homeless encampment. Just take and arrest all of them for arson and public urination or something. Put them all in jail and they have a warm place. Taxpayers paid for it. Let's use the space, man. Come on. Go, Blades, go.
Well, second time in 11 days with the Saskatoon Blades, the Brandon Wheat Kings goalie absolutely stoning them, making 31 saves in that 4-1 win. Including 18 in a monstrous second period. Head coach Dan DeSilva says he can't believe the team got goaltended again. The Blades skid. It's four straight losses now. They will be hosting Regina on Sunday. So here's hoping that the Blades can turn it all around. Canadian Senior Curling Championships. Hey, our Saskatoon rink. Still doing pretty good. Bruce Court's Saskatoon-Nutana rink finishing a perfect 6-0 in the round robin. That grabs top spot in Pool A on the men's side. Amber Holland's Saskatoon-Sutherland foursome also rolling, winning twice to finish 5-1 and advancing to the championship round. So good luck to them. NLL, it is going to be a great weekend for lacrosse here in Saskatoon, as the Calgary Roughnecks are rolling into town. Rush starting out the season ranked second place in the NLL power rankings behind the defending champs from Buffalo. So are you going to make your way down there to the game and cheer them on? Here's hoping you do. Again, phone lines are open this morning. Boots and salutes today at 306-938-0600. Toll free 1-800-667-3727. As we get into the holiday season here today, and you know, you can really start to feel like Christmas is in the air right now with all the holiday decorations out, hearing all the Christmas music in each and every single shopping mall you're going to. Are you loving Christmas? Do you think it's a little too early? How you feeling about all that? Boots and salutes. Good morning.
Good morning. I'd like to give a big salute to all the homeless people. It's not their fault they're hitting hard times like every other Canadian in the country. And people shouldn't complain. It's only
Great debate here this morning. Wrapping paper or gift bags? Which one do you tend to turn to when it becomes the holiday season? I myself am a big throw it in the bag and a little bit of tissue paper. I know it's kind of the giveaway that I'm not, you know, putting that much effort into it. But trust me, if you watched me wrap a gift, it wouldn't go so well. Boots and Salutes, good morning.
Hey, good morning. I want to salute Goblin's Grill. You don't leave that establishment hungry. Thank you very much.
Yeah, it's a good time down there for sure. Hey, Boots and Salutes.
Are the Rush being played on 92.9 The Bull this year again?
I believe they're doing the pregame show. I don't 100% know if we're actually doing the whole game or not. You caught me off guard on that one, so I'll have to let you know.
Okay, thank you. Take care. Bye.
Hi there, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. Regarding the wrapped gift or cloth bags, I am all for the reduce, reuse, and recycle thing. I still have my bags, and I use them every year pretty much from when they used to give them free with gas purchase or whatever. I think it was back in the 80s or something. Still have them, though, and using them.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas also.
Hey, good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I think that story of the drunken coyote or raccoon is hilarious. The way the world is going, we need something we can laugh at. Thank you. Have a good day.
You are so welcome. Again, time for maybe one or two more calls. 306-938-0600, toll-free 1-800-667-3727. Boots and Salutes, good morning.
Yeah, that guy in Melford, I don't know where he gets his information from, but gas in PA is also 127. Thanks.
Boots and Salutes.
Good morning, how are you?
Good, and you?
Good, I would like to salute the Winnipeg Jets and the Prince Albert Raiders.
Right on, thanks for the call. And Boots and Salutes, good morning.
Yes, I want to salute anybody that carries a smile on their face this time of year. I met some really nice people yesterday. And a salute to my Parkside fan club for the Bill Black fan club.
There you, you go. All right, that'll do it for Boots and Salutes today. Return same time, same place tomorrow right here on CJWW. And Sarah and I are going to take a look at some of the things we could celebrate on this December the 4th coming up in just a bit with a look at our holidays today. Boots and Salutes always brought to you by Northern Factory Workwear.